The Rambam in Perek Vov, Ilkus Beis Abchir, Aloha Yud, says like this, Bezen Shurotz Luisiv Ar Yerushalayim Luisiv Al Azores Mesifim. You could add on to Yerushalayim into the Azores. V'yesh Lem Mishoch Azora, and they could extend the Azora, the Beis Megidosh, Ad Mokum Shirtzu Mehar HaBayit. You could go as long and as far as you want, as long as it's within Har HaBayis. And everybody asks, why Dafka Har HaBayis? If you could extend Yerushalayim, you could extend the Azores. Why can't you extend the Azora only as far as the Har HaBayis? So B'Shechochma, Sedir HaSameach, in Perek Vov, explains that that's not Posuk. The Posuk says, Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yiroe. Behar Hashem Yiroe, Mashma Zadin Dafka, specifically on the Har. And the question is, why specifically Har? Why the Har HaBayis Dafka? So the Chassam Sofer in Or HaChaim, Tshuva Reish Ches, quotes Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler goes to the following question that Tosis Navodah Zarah asks, Kol Mokom Shata Moitze, the Gemara says like this, Kol Mokom Shata Moitze Har Gavoa Vegiva Neso, every time, every place that you see there's a show, some kind of a mountain, Biyaduo Shesham Avodah Zarah. You assume that there was Avodah Zarah, that they did it. And Tosis says, Yerushalmi asks, Bibeis HaBchira. So if that's the case, how can you write, how can you do Beis HaBchira on Yerushalayim, on Har HaBayis? And Meshani, Yerushalmi answers, Alpi Novi Nivne. Was Nivne Alpi Novi? And the Novi told you that you could build it. Pasha Pshat is telling you that there was no Avodah Zarah in Har HaBayis. The question is, why not? So the Rambam explains and he says the following. The Medrash in Pasha, in the Medrash Rabbi in Pasha's Vayir, and our Pasha says, it's a Vayar es a Mokui Merochik. It doesn't say Vayar es a Har Merochik. It says Vayar es a Mokui Merochik. So it says in Medrash, Shirahau Mokui Velo Har. He saw it was a Mokui in the Har. Vispala Lavrom Avinu, Ein Kvoidu Shil Melech Lishkon Be'oimik. It's not a Kovit to be Be'oimik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nase Har. And that's what the book says, Asher Yomer Behar Hashem Yiroe. So says the Nosson Adler. So you see that before Avraham Avinu came about, it was in the Har, so they didn't avoid the Zora. Avraham Avinu made it into a Har. And if Avraham made it into a Har, so it would belong to Avraham Avinu. So nobody else was able to answer. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was there, because even though there was Avodah Zarah, they used every mountain as some kind of an altar for Avodah Zarah. Here, because it belonged to Avraham, they couldn't answer it. That's what state in Chassam Sofer. And the question is, what's the significance? What's the significance, Taka, that there is a Har, and Dafka, the Har, the Azor could extend, and Avraham Avinu built the Har because Ein Kvoido Shel Melech Begiva. What's the significance to be a Har? Why is it more Kvoido Shel Melech? And there is a Halacha, because now this is a Har that was done specifically for Avraham. What's the purpose and what's the message of the Nes? That's question number one. Question number two is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, in the baseball base, quotes the fact that Mansepach, the final oasis, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof, the Gemara says that Tzoyfim Amru, that this is the dividend, this is a chidush that came out from the Tzoyfim. We'll explain in a second what means Tzoyfim. And the Gemara is a shal, a second, how can it be Mechadish, something that you have final oasis? How can you do that? L'chore et bim Mechadish Ha'alocha. And the Gemara de Maskona says, Shochechu v'chozru v'yistum. And Achirami, this is not that he created an aloha, it's aloha that was there, and but they forgot. Now, the first thing is, what does it mean that what the tsoifim? So Rashi says is Nevi'ei Hadoros. Those are the Nevi'ei Hadoros. Or this concept of Nevi'ei Hadoros, you could the Goyen answers the Ritvo's question. The Ritvo asks, why do you call it Mansepach? It should have been in order. The order is Chaf Mem Nun Pei Tzadik, not Mansepach. So says so the Ritvo answer is because Mansepach means Min Tzoifim. It's Noshon Loifel Loshon, which is the loss of Yerushalmi. We go to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that was Mansepach means Min HaTzoifim, the Tzoifim, the Nevi'im, or Mechadish. That's why they changed it to be Loshon, Novel Loshon. They changed the order to sound like Mina Tzoifim. The Gro says, however, according to Rashi, that says in Nevi'i Hadoris, is not one specific Novi. Is throughout the Nevi'i Hadoris. Makes sense. Because could be the Gilui. It didn't come out the Gilui through the Nevi'im. The Shochechu v'chozru v'yostum. That Yesoid al-Idei ha-Nevi'im, that was not in the order of the Aleph Beis Chaf Mem Nun Pei Tzadik, but was Mansepach Min Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. That's why it says Mansepach, right? Min Soifi, meaning that the Chozru v'yostum, the way how they were Meyaseh, the Ois is not that they were Meyaseh the Mansepach together, they went letter by letter, and the letter by letter were in the Nevi'im Mem Nun Pei Tzadik Chof. And the question on the Gro is, why was it done in this order? Why was it done out of the regular order? That's a question that needs to be asked. Now, the question that the Rishonim asked, and the Tosfos asks in the Ritva, therefore asks, Vayu Ariyu Sham Luchos V'Oren, meaning, how can you forget what Mansepach was? It doesn't make any sense. There was a Luchos V'Oren, just check it. And the Havamina was that they forget that they so if the Nevi made it. Okay. So maybe there wasn't. But the Gemara says no. In the Luchos there was a Mem also Mem what you call Benessa Yoimet. And then the Gemara says they didn't know where it was in the beginning or the end. And the Gemara says Al Korchach the Nevim Kunan Mechadesh. So the idea is that they forgot something and those Nevim reestablished. How can you forget anything about the final oasis if you had the Sefer Torah with the Oren and the Luchos? And he says, so he explains that this is Vetzorich Loimar, that the Girsa Hodris Vaitzoifim Omrum is Leachar Yoshio, after the Oren HaKodesh was Nignas, this is when they forgot, after the Oren, and that was that you needed Minat Soifim. And the question is, how can they forget? And what did they forget? I mean, they had still a tefillin from before. What does that mean they forgot, specifically when the Oren was Nignas? Rabbi Avraham Min Ahara says that they forgot, not by Shio, but when they went to Golus Bovel. Golus Bovel, they forgot many halachas because they didn't keep. They forgot Mansepach, those final oasis in Golus Bovel. So both according to the Ritva and according to Rav Minhar, who are the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im must be the Nevi'im of Bai Sheni. They're the ones who came to Bimi Yaset. That's the Chora de Posh Pshat. And the question is, how did they forget? Now, the Yerushalmi holds a different word. The Yerushalmi says the following. Says the Yerushalmi, Omar Rav Matya, Mishum Rav Matya ben Chorosh Omru, Mansepach is Alocha leMoshe Misinai. Originally was Alocha leMoshe Misinai. And Mao Mansepach, why is the order different? Rabbi Yirmiya, and that's our Birm Bayas, Mashi Iskinu Lecha Tzoifim, because the Nevi'im brought it back. So Mashma, that Mansepach, originally this idea, is Alocha leMoshe Misinai. We need a special Alocha leMoshe Misinai. Let's say the Alevites, you don't need Alocha leMoshe Misinai. Final oasis, you need Alocha leMoshe Misinai. But Choshochu v'chozru v'yosdum, that's why it's called Mansepim. And the Gemara says, Man inu elu tzoifim. The Yerushalmi asks, who are the tzoifim? And the Yerushalmi tells a story, Mainse b'yom sagrir shalot nichlosu chachomim, and they say that the people who came to Darshan, there were children, there was in the Beis Medrash, nobody showed up. So they asked a few children to darshan the Aleph Beis. They darshan the Pei and the Pei, the Tzadi and the Tzadi, the Chof and the Chof, Mansepach. They darshan Mansepach. And they explained it. And those children became Anoshim Gedolim, and they are the Tzoifim, says the Yerushalmi. And who are they? Says the Yerushalmi, V'chulam Omrun, Rabbi Lezer, V'rabu Yeshua, have been on. Those children are Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So before Yerushalmi saying, this is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. First of all, That's very interesting. That's called Tzoifim. Why they're called Tzoifim? Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. But interestingly enough, the Ritvo quotes Yerushalmi. One second, if the Ritvo says the Tzoifim, is because they forgot here, the Posh Pshat, they forgot the usage. Where do they use it? Because that's the Havamin of the Gemara was that they didn't even know about the final letters. The answer, then the Gemara goes into, they didn't know if it was in the beginning of the word or in the end of the word, meaning how they use the Pshutas and the Kfufas. There was a loch, they forgot. Posh Pshat, they forgot the usage. But the Yerushalmi said they didn't forget the usage, they forgot the meaning of it. That's why those Tinoikas came to Darshan. Because the Tinoikas came to Darshan, what it means, double pay, double tzadik, double chof, mi maimer le maimer, mi nemer le manmen, mi tzadik le tzadik, mi pe le pe, mi kaf le yad, mi kaf yod shakudosh bohu. So it's the Darshan. So it's mashma, what they forgot, is not that they forgot the usage, they forgot the meaning. The Chor Yerushalmi, interestingly enough, that he quotes that, the Ritvo. And everybody asks one second. The Yerushalmi, the Chor is told even now Gemara, because the Gemara is Mashma from the whole Suvya. They didn't know the usage. They didn't know where to put those final mems or the final nuns. So what's the Pshat? How do you make it the Yerushalmi consistent with the Bavli that he quotes? By the way, if you understand the Ritvo, you could understand the Marsho. The Marsho says, Shochechu v'chozer v'istum, the Marsho in Shabbos explains, when did they forget? So I told you, right now, the Rabbi Shoyim say, after Yeshio, they forgot. We have to understand what it means to forget then. How did they forget? Meaning they had old feelings. But the Marsho says, those are part of the 3,000 halachas that was Nishkach b'mei Moshe. And Shoch and Nevi Adoriz are the Nevim, the same way that Niel bin Knaz was Machzir, those 3,000 halachas, Nevi Adoriz brought back Manzabach. And the question that's obvious, how could they have forgotten? They had the order and the Luchas. But according to the Rishonim, it's Givaldik. They didn't forget the usage. When the Gemara says Shoch v'choz v'ostum, it's not that they forgot how to use it. They forgot the meaning. Why is that? And that's part of the 3,000 halachas, because the Yerushalmi was halacha l'Moshe Sinai, and they forgot the meaning of it. So according to Marsho, it makes sense. But what does it mean that they forgot the meaning of it? And how do you make it consistent about forgetting the usage? On the same vein of forgetting the meaning, the Medrash here in Brachos has this quotes the same thing, talks about the Manzapach. And it says the following. Says the Nechmad Lemare, what do they forget? How is it possible? So he says, not that they forgot the special, the value, the numerical value for the gematrias. You know that the Chof is worth 500. The Chof, the Mem is 600. The Nun is 700, the Pei is 800, and the Tzadik is 900. And that, like the Gemara says, goes back to the Aleph, or the Aleph, which is no Seifam B'Tchilosam. So they forgot the numerical value to them. So they couldn't do Gematrias because it was missing from 400 to 1,000. That's shock. First of all, what's the significance that they forgot the Gematria? Who cares about forgetting the Gematria? And it's so important. And what does it mean that Gematria is so interesting that goes Dafka after the, what you call it, right after the 400. For some reason, the letters end at 400, and the double letters take you from 400 to 1,000. What's up, Shat? Why couldn't you do on the Aleph base? Why isn't that part of the Aleph base? Why is that something separate that takes from 400? And this specifically, they forgot. They forgot the Gematria. They remember. They only forgot the Gematria of the Manzapach. What's the significance of it? So we see that the forgetting, shochu v'chozu v'yastu, it could be the shochu, the usage, that's the Ritvo, the shochu, the meaning, or the shochu, the gematria. The question is how those three shochus, and when was the shikha? Either the shikha was after Bimei Yoshio, or the shikha was after Yemei Evlo Shalmoshe. This is the concept of the shikha, and that's why the Nevim came and chozru. And we have to understand all this Gemara. What does that mean, the Shochu, and what does it mean, Chozru v'yostum? And what's the Avimin if it's Nevi Hadoyrez or Nevi Mubai Sheni? Or according to the Marsha, could have been even Atniel Ben Knas that starts that. In other words, that Pilpuli that brought it back. And the concept of Reb Lezer Bishwa. And then the Marsha, the Pneushu asks Akasha. So the Gemara is telling you that if you Shochum and you bring it back through the Tzoifim, there is no Yisur of Loi Bashomaimi. But that's a pella, because for the Gemara is mashma that there is a problem, because the Gemara about the 3,000 halachas, the Gemara has a problem that if they ask b'nevuah, you should not be allowed to do it. Why? Because in a novir, in lo b'shomaymi, in a novi os rosh lechadash dover me'ata. So it's mashma that you cannot come berach nevuah. So says b'nei Yeshua al korchach, what the tzoifim omrum, they didn't say b'turas nevuah, they said b'turas drosha. They were able to be mekasher the meaning of the mansepach from a drosha. And that, by bringing back through a drosha, there is nothing wrong with it. So you see, it's not that they had a nevuah to bring back, they did through a drosha. The question is, what kind of a drosha is shayach to bring mansepach? What kind of a drosha is shayach? But says the Yeshua al Kocha must be Beturas Rosha, because if it Beturas Devua, the Gemara in Temura says it doesn't work. It only works Bederach Pilpul. And that's a pshat, like at Nil B'Knas. And the question is, what does that mean? If that's the case, why didn't the Nevi'im for to do that? And to finalize the questions, the third one is on the Zohar. The Zohar says the following. The Zohar is here, and the Zohar explains the following.
We have a Kabbalah that Yitzchak was naked, but lost in Shvashonim Haved. He was 37 years old. And the second was the Akedah, Sora died. Where did he come from to be mismaspid? Mehar Meharamuriyeba. Milemekal Yitzchak. Vinun lost in Shvashonim Yomad Isial, Yitzchak Shaita Disaket. And says the Zohar, this 37 years from the time of the birth of Yitzchak until the Akedah, Inun Havu Chayesara Vada. This is the real Chayesara. Kichush, but that's why it says Vayu Chayesara, Vayu Begimatria, is lost in Yoshev Hashanim. K'mad Yitmar, but this Yohar Yitzchak Disaket, because the years, the main years of Sarah were from the times when he was born until Yitzchak born to the Akedah. And that's 37 years, that's why it says Vayu. The question is, what's the significance of the 37? And why the Ikar Chayesara was from the time of his birth until he died, specifically the age of 37? What's the significance of all of this? So to explain the idea of Har, to explain the idea of Shochum, Chozum, Yisrum, or the idea of Mansepach, and to explain what's the significance of the 37 years, that specifically the Akedah was in 37 years, and those 37 years is the Ikar Chayesara, and that is when she died, we will explain Mr. Shem was in what the Begal Mukas explains. First, the Begal Mukas explains the following. As we saw last week, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale himself to 32 paths of wisdom. What Sefer Yetzirah says, Belab is based in Tivus Chochma. The Lab is in Tivus Chochma, which is Begimatria Kovod, Kvod Hashem, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Moichas Timto, from that unknown intellect, to become into knowledgeable, into tangible intellect, was through 32 paths, 32 channels, 22 letters, and the 10 numbers, as we spoke about it. That's the concept of Kovod. This is connected, the 32 times that says, Shem Elokim, by my Sebereshis. Says, quotes the Megal Amukas, the Medrash Rabbah, in Bereshis, Parsha Peites, Pasuk Aleph, on the Pasuk Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Asav Ine Toiv Meoid, says the Medrash, Mitchilas HaToira Ve'atkan, from the beginning of Bereshis until Vayar Ine Toiv Meoid, Kvoid Elokim Haster Dover. That's Kvoid Elokim Haster Dover. That's why we're not Megal, that's Kvoid Elokim. Aval Mikan Ve'elach, from then, the end of my Bereshis, Chakoyer Kvoid Melochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a Melech, because there's a Bria, is Chakoyer Dover. This idea ought to be Chakor Dovan. That's what it says.
Okay, that's why it's called Kvoid Elohim, because Kvoid Elohim is the Gematria 32. Those are the 32 paths of wisdom, Atu Vayechulu. Says him, but if you add the Vayechulu adds 5 more, which turns it a total of 37. And that's the beginning of Chakor Elohim, Chakor Kvoid Melochim Chakor Dovar. Now, if you look at Parshas, the Parsha of, if you look at Vayechulu, it doesn't have 5 times. It has only 3. But the verbs of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Vayishbois, Vayichal, all of those ideas that he did, there are 5 verbs that describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So the 5 verbs of his actions plus the 32 is a total of 37. And those 37 is Begimatria Hevel. And that's called, this is, says the Begalim, because what is the significance of 37? Is if you look at the Shem of Bina, which is the Shem of the beginning of Midas Adin, is the Yudke Vovke Bemilui Aleph Yud. Is the Mispar Sam, is the Shem Samech Gimel. That you memale each one, Yud, Yud Vov Dalet, Hey, Hey Yud, Hey, Hey Yud, and Vov, Aleph, Vov. That Chibur, if you take Yud, Hey Yud, and Hey Yud, that is, and then that's 50, and then you have 13, which is Vov, Aleph, Vov, is Begimatra 63. And 63 is the Shem Habina. Says him, if you take out of this the Yud, Ki, Vov, Ki, what you left with? 37. Because that 37 is the concept of Midas Hadin. And that's 37 is what's Niflat. And that's the idea of 37, which is the 32 plus the 5. And we have to understand what the 5's, what the 5 is. Says the Megal HaMukis, because this is in Oilam HaBriya. Bina is Oilam HaBriya. In Oilam HaBriya, with the Kise HaKovid, the Kise HaKovid is Begimatria 37 HaKovid. And that is what Mashba, the one hog of the world, comes from the 37, which is in itself Midas Adin, that comes specifically from the Yud Kei Vov Kei, and that's why together is 63. 63 is 26, which is Shem Shamayim, Yud Kei Vov Kei, which is Midas Arachamim, and 37, which is Begimatria HaKovid. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to answer and answer Malachim, he was afraid. Shemei Srefuni behevel shebepiem. Hevel shebepiem is this 37. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Echo is bekise ha-covid. Moshe Rabbeinu has anachiza kise ha-covid, which is ha-covid, but 37 is mesaken the hevel. And we have to understand what does that actually mean. Says the Megal HaMukis, that's why Yitzchok was naked in 37 to be mesaken his midas adin, which is Mesakin the 37. That's why Sora died at the age of 37, because he comes to be Mesakin that. Okay? And says Beferush, Velvon, Shesham Ruitzel Lamtik Lain with Zain Elohim, that's Elohim 37, which is in Bina. Now, to understand what it means is the following. The Aleph base is 22, but the Aleph base, however, has 5 final oases. The Chof, the Lamed, the Chof, the Mem, the Nun, the Pei, and the Tzadik. Those fine oases in Chazal, they're called the Gvura of Bina. This is what Bina does. Lamed Beis Nesivus is Chochma. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect becomes known. Bina, which is Dovar Mitoich Dovar, to create a process. Those are the final letters. Because the final letters, what they do, they take a word and they finalize. They bring a word to the conclusion. They develop words. Those final letters are letters which conclude words. Developing letters into words, that's Bina, that's Dovar Mitoch Dovar, that's expanding a thought, that's creating, building a thought. Therefore, they represent the 5 Gvura Sheba Bina. State in the Ramaz, they, if you look at how they are, the Chof is separate, but the Mem and the Nun are together, right? They follow each other, and they pay the Tzadik. And he says that's represented, this idea of those 5 letters represent the
fingers in the hand. You have a hand, you have an arm, which has a power, but you need to channel, you need to constrain, you need to limit to be able to do something with that. Those are the five fingers. They limit, they constrain, but they define and they make it usable. And that's why the chof is separate. That's like the thumb. The thumb is completely separate from the hand, from the other fingers, and it's part of the hand. That's why it has only one joint, which basically two joints at the bottom and the middle. The other fingers, each one have three joints, and says the groin, says the Ramaz, that's the Birkas Kohanim. The Kohanim divide the hand into three, two, two, and one. Keneged the Pei, the Tzadik, which is together, the Memnun Tzadik, and the Chof, which is together. The question is, what does that mean? There's a Chof, Memnun, and Pei Tzadik. Why Dafka these letters? So it's also asks, why Dafka these letters have a final? Why not everything else? Why is there only five Gvuris Memutokis? But if you understand, it's something very givaldic. In essence, Shem Shamayim, the intellect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become reality, it became reality always in multiples of five. That's Keneged the Partzufim. The Partzufim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself into forms of five. That way we have five senses. That's how we relate. When we speak how do we pronounce, how do we express the Chof Beis Oisius? To the five mitzvos apeh. So five is always, which is Keneged Yud, Kivov, Kin, Kutzo, Shel Yud. Five is always the process of taking an idea and making it happen. If you look in the Medrash, the five is always Keneged the Geula. State in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Memches. Rabbi Elazar Oimer Chamesh Oisio She Nichburu Batoira. Ba'oisius kulam besoid hageula. They're always inside the geula. Chof, kach boi nigal avrom avinu meur kazdim shenemar lech lecho me'artzecho. Mem boi nigal itzchok avinu miad plishtim shenemar lech mimonu ki yatzamta mimenu meoid. The mem repeats. Nun boi nigal Yaakov avinu miad Esav shenemar hatzileini na miad oche miad Esav. Pei is boy nigolo boy sin misaim shenemar pakoid pokadeti. And the tzadi bo osta kudosh bochu ligol sisrol besoif malchus revis. Veloim alahem tzemach tzemach delachem shine hine ish tzemach shmoi. So this is Loshon HaGeula. What does it mean Loshon HaGeula? Because Geula is a process that you go through a process of Golus, and Golus leads to the Geula. Those five letters represent the process. That's why they're connected to Shem Elohim, not the Shem Elohim, but what Elohim does. The Elohim is Bala Koiches Kulam. How does it express? How does it make it? It's through the five final letters that take beginning of a word to the end of a word. That concludes a thought, concludes a word. Those are the letters which represent how Bina takes. That's what Bina adds. And that's why Lamed Zayin is the Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma with the addition, with the turbochargers of the five final letters to allow them to create thoughts, to create ideas, to create words, and to bring processes, to allow for something called the Geula. Why Dafke the Manzapach? Why Dafke those five? Why Dafke those five letters? But if you understand the real of the letters, you could understand exactly why. Because the Mem and the Nun, the Mem, the Ois Mem, represents the potential. That's why the first place where it says Mem is the word Maim. Maim up in the Chorot, that's what it says the first time in the Chumash. Not only that, the Mem in Ksavivri is also the picture of a water. Mem is the letter that you add if you want to extract something. You put a mem, because mem represents the potential. Nun is the processes, says the Tzodek. Nun is the Ois Hanefila. We know that Nun is the letter that doesn't have the Aleph in the Ashrei. Why Chazal say? Because of the Pasuk, Nofla Lo Soisif Besulas Israel. So it's the Ois Hanefila. The Ois Hanefila means that in the process of potential, there is a requirement that there is a machshela, that in life it is no smooth process. There's always a bump in the road. That's why we say nun is meloshin. In nun naram, it means fish. The fish in the water, when you have the potential for you to swim in the water, you have to assume that you fall. In life, the process is there is always golos before geula. So this is the process of kibiyochol golus, the process of potential, and the potential means the ability of having the machshela, which is the nun. The pei and the tzadik, pei is b'loshon peh, that the first time it says the pei in the chumash is prurvu, is creating the fruit, is extracting the potential, the ability to extract that potential. And tzadik is b'loshon tzadik, that you take it to the ultimate realization. That you, the pre, that you take that potential, through the pei, you make it into a tzaddik. So the mem, nun, pei, and tzaddik is the process of development, is taking golus into geula. And the chof is the keser, the ability to realize that all of this connects to something much, much, much higher. The source of it and the end of it is something much higher. That every process really connects to something beyond the process. Every shtavus is the bitochin. So manzepach is the concept of development of golus and geula. That's why it says in the Megal Amukis, the manzepach is keneged our five golias, which is Mitzrayim, and then you have Malchus Bovel, Poras, Yovan, and Remi. That's keneged the manzepach, which are the five letters. If we understand something now, Givaldik, we can understand what the Gross says, that the chozru, when they came back to the process. Explains the Megal Amukis. As long as there's no process of failure, there's no golus, there's no manzepach. So that's why in the Midbar, there's no manzepach, there's no avoida. The avoida is when there's golus brings to geula. Those that are showing say geula. That's why it says the moral, these letters are higher than the aleph base because they take the aleph base to the goal. And therefore the following. The ones who are megale in their lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale keseder, in the individual golus as a paradigm on the ovis, they came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu keseder, which is chof, mem, nun, pei, tzadik. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from him. How we are machzir through our avoida, through our golus, the chof makes sense where is manzapach, because the mem is what? Is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the mem, right? Mitzrayim is the Mitzorim. They put us into some kind of boundaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to be Avdei Hashem, and He gave us the potential. The beginning of potential is Mitzrayim. So the beginning of the potential, the mem was Nisgala that we were able to perceive, Mitzideinu, is Mitzrayim. So that's mem. What's the first Nefilah of Klal Yisrael? If you look at Mitzrayim, there is a counterpart to Mitzrayim. Which is the counterpart to Mitzrayim, is called Bovel. Bovel is the Golus, right after Mitzrayim, and that's the first Nefil of Klal Yisrael, that we had to pick ourselves back. So that's the when we experience the Nun. Then we have the Tzadik. The Tzadik is the Bechin of Tzidkus that we have to aim. Where do we learn that in Poras? Poras is the time that they were Nehenu Misildosa Shloisu Rosha, and we had to be to Mordechai Tzadik. The whole b'chin of Tzadik is the idea of the concept of the victory against Haman has to be always the b'chin as a Tzadik. And the b'chin as a Tzadik is Torah Shebal Peh. We experienced what it means that we should aim to be a Tzadik, Davka in Poras. Peh is the ability to develop in Chochmas Yovan. The opposite, they did Chochmas Yevonis, and Keneged is the Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. And Malchus Roimi is the Chof. Malchus Roimi is Esav. They believe that everything is Olam Hazeh, Lama Zeh Tikra Lishmi. That's the one that sees Olam Hazeh as an end of itself. That's why they wanted to get the brokers of all Olam Hazeh to Esav. And we have to realize that's Chof, that there is something much higher, which is the Keser, that we have to connect to a Metzius, which is much higher than Olam Hazeh. That's not all in our mindset. So the Gilu, so says the Gro, very Givaldic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave as a paradigm the letters Keseder, as they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Chof, Mem, Nun, Pei, Tzadik. But as we experience it was Manzepach, the potential which is Mei, Nun, the exercise of the potential which is the Tzadik and the Pei, and the Chof realizing that's the Kutso Shel Yud, that as much as you realize that you didn't do anything, you have to connect to something much higher. So Mitzideinu, so that's why the Gilu of Nevi Adoyer says the growing is Manzapach. Once we understand this, and this is the idea that the paradigm
or the archetype Golus and Geula is Keseder. How we experience it in our lives that we brought in Jewish history is something called Banzapach. That's the Gilui that is from potential to realization to the connection to something much higher. Once we understand that those five letters represent what Bina is. Bina is Dovar Mitoch Dovar. That is where world we have to do it. That's why Chazal say that this Manzabah Chozru VeYostum says this is something that happened if there after the Yeshio, after Torah Shebichsav was Nignas, that now it's our Avoida, is the ultimate Choshech that we don't have any views. But this is the time of our Avoida, that's why Soiv Kol HaLaila, Torah Shebalpeh. Or it's an idea that we lost the meaning, because the truth is Manzapach is the concept of Avoida, is the concept of achievement, is the concept of Golus into Geula. And therefore, there are different perspectives that were lost. We lost the usage of the letters in the time of Yeshio. We lost the meaning, says the Marshal, by Evloshel Moshe, because we have to be Machzer, mitok pilpulo shel Torah. And we lost the Gematria. What does that mean, Gematria? The Gematria of 400 is the ultimate Gemar of the potential. That's 400. 400 is the Kinyan, the Tzodokoi says, that's the Kinyan of the Dover, because 4 is potential, as we spoke so many times, keneged the Moes, keneged the Archeleida, vechulei, the number of weeks of gestation. 400 is the number 4 in the 3 worlds of Asiya, which are Asiya, Yitzira, and Bria. That's the grand potential. And then starts the 5, what you call, then it starts the 5 Oisius Sifius. You take that potential, the beginning, and you take Viter. You take the Mem, the Chof, Mem, Nun, Pei, Tzadik, up to the Aleph, which comes all back. Those 5 Gvuras Memutokas, those 5 Gvuras that come from Bina, which is the ability, like the hand, that's why the Chof, which is the Keser, is totally separate. The Mem and the Nun, and the Pei, the Tzadik, and the fingers are together. Because the Keser is the one that wraps it all together into a higher level. And that's the process of development. That's why in Shtet Nari, that by Tfilas Ani'ila, we get the Hashpo. What's the Hashpo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are the 5 Gvuras Memutokas. And we take it all day to Ishan Rabbah, when we take the 5 Gvuras Memutokas and we bring it to earth. We want this goal, the striving, the goal, the Golus to Geula, should be in this planet, in the Oretz. That's why we take the 5 Arovas and we clap them into Earth. And the reason why we clap them is because we want to have no Metzius of itself to allow us to bring that into Metzius. So we destroy the leaves for us to be able to reconstruct through our Aveda. That's exactly the idea of taking the Hashpo, the mission that the Kodesh Baruch Hu for mission control is Dafka through this 5, which is exercising, verbalizing that. This is the Hei Rishoina to Hei Achroina, is the Hei of Bina, which is the plan, to the Hei of Malchus, which is the exercise of the plan, taking from the 5 starting oisios, the first Hei, to the final oisios, which is the last Hei. That's why it's Hei and Hei. And that's the whole idea of Avoida Boilam Hazeh. That is why 37 is so significant, because that is the concept of Midas Adin. Midas Adin is only possible with 37. We take the 22, the 32, the Sivus Chochma, and we bring it into realization, which is our Avoida. That's our task. That's where we are in charge, and we can be judged. That's Midas Adin. That's the Shem Samer Gimel. That's why Lamed Zayin is Midas Adin. The 26 create the process of Lamed Zayin, which is being the start of the Lamed Beis with the 5. And therefore, the Yitzchok, which represents Midas Adin, Midas Adin, as it becomes part of Chesed, becomes Ne'ekad by Avraham Avinu, when Chesed becomes together within, is Dafka, the Lamed Zayin. But then you realize that the Lamed Zayin, the goal is the five gvuras, which by nature are Mibutokas. Mibutokas is because it's a goal which is connected to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Connecting the Lamed Zayin to the Yud Kei Vav Kei to come out to Samech Gimel, the Shema Bina, because that is the goal, is Avraham Avinu being Oiked Yitzchok. That's why Dafka Belamed Zayin, and this is Sora, which is the balance to Avraham Avinu, the Chayi Yitzchok becomes her, because Chayi Yitzchok is that. Avraham Avinu, as we're going to see, he's the one who got the message of the Zabor Olam. The concept of, okay, now that I know the Zabor Olam, what's my mission here? My dedication, what's my mission, what's my goal, what's my task? That's Yitzchok. Yitzchok b'shas lamed zayin, he becomes nichlal de Avraham, which is, that's why he died specifically lamed zayin, that the Ikar Chayi Sora, and that's the stress of lamed zayin. And if you look at the Akedah, which is the 37 years becoming now Nekadel de Avraham Avinu, that's Avoida and that's Har. You realize that Avoida is taking space in this earth and elevating it. The reason why it was necessary to make from the Akedah into a Har, because that's the message. The message that our Avoida is not Stam Avoida, is an Avoida that comes mitzad Avraham Avinu, mitzad Chesed. The Avoida is a form of exalting, is a form of allowing us to transcend. The transcendence part of Avoida is the fact that it was done in a Har, and that's why it was a special miracle to turn into a Har, and the Aloha requires it into be a Har. And that's why Shochu v'Chozu v'Yostum has to be done through our Avoida. All the Avoida of the Lamed Beis is there is a Choshech to bring or. That's the fact that the Lamed Zayin is ears which are bound by Avraham. Avraham Avinu, which is Midas HaChesed, which is the 26 of the 30 of the 63, is the one that wraps around the 37 and is oiked the 37 to allow us to exercise our Voida and to take Golos into Geulah.